Okay, now we change in the gear. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Okay.
You thanked us all for being so diligent and trying so hard to attend all the meetings, but you never commented about what you plan to do about all my colleagues and the lady. Every time I need action. So what? I don't know what is your plan. This is some advice that I need.
Yeah, no, that is ongoing business for the next 4 years.
No comment.
Oh, you want to? Okay. Yeah, no, you can collect your keys. Yeah, no.
I would like, you know, to be given the opportunity with your permission. I do not plan to take much time, but I would like to, on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, present or, you know, our proposal in terms of the appropriation bill, of which I will also hand a copy for the minutes in terms of the NPOP rule 1 or 2, 4. So if you allow me just quickly to just go through.
Yes, before that, in terms of NPOP rule 1 or 2, 4. Yes, can you read rule 1 or 2, 4 so that.
Well, I don't have it specifically in line with the money bill.
I'll ask later. We just put it. Rule 1024. In terms of money, yes, act. Okay. In the meantime, you can.
Can I proceed with it then for the same time?
You have the rule. Okay, you can read it. Thanks, Chief. I'm reading the NCOP rules, the 9th edition, the March 2008. 102. Rule 1024. It reads as follows. A committee may not present a minority report, but must reflect minority views in the committee in each report. Thank you.
Okay. You are reflecting the minority views. Okay, thanks. Proceed. Thank you for checking that out and satisfying yourself, a person. So, in a way,
you acknowledge that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Nice try. Shifting the unforeseeable and unavoidable expenditure from the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to the Department of Higher Education and Training to fund the shortfall in the Department of Higher Education in the 2015-16 financial year. Vote number 6, you know, we propose that that is the DERCO. We, of course, that is the regarding the expenditure or the impact of the depreciation of the rand on the foreign currency denominated expenditure, which amounted to 720 million rand. If you move on, we also propose to shift some of the various departmental votes to the Department of Higher Education and Training to top up the NSFAS funding. Vote number 2 on the parliament, the name of the vote is listed as parliament. There was increased financial support to political parties of the first parliament, the amount coming to 7,482,000. Then again, the DERCO one, the public enterprises one, the shortfall in budget for office structure, we propose to shift that 70,000. Vote number 10, the public service and administration, we propose the shortfall in funding for printing of the service delivery journal by the Policy Oversight Development and Knowledge Management Unit, which amounted to 1,141,000. Vote 11, public works, the shortfall for the co-hosting of the African Union Summit, 1,300,000, we propose that also to be shifted. In terms of vote number 13, women, the provision for the co-hosting of the African Union Summit of 3,500,000, health, vehicle for the minister and deputy minister in line with the ministerial handbook, those amount of 1,259,000, which we also propose that we moved. Social development, travel and communication for ministerial outreach programs, total amount of 5 million. And of course, moving towards closure, vote number 18, correctional services, where they had purchase of bulls for reproduction purposes, 550,000 rand. We also proposed that, which I think was a simple proposal, didn't need a rocket science to work that out. Defense and military veterans, guard services ended to the defense headquarters, 11,149,000. Police, vote number 23, office furniture and critical security equipment for members in VIP protection and security services, 26,500,000. Vote number 25, economic development, reallocation of funds, mainly for travel in the ministry, 2,361,000. And then, of course, there was the energy vote on number 26, critical operational and project expenditure, promotional branding and material services, advertisements, media monitoring, printing of corporate publications, came to 4 million. We propose that to be moved also to vote number 28, labor, office furniture equipment, 1.6 million, and three more, sir. Transport, establishment of the South African Network for Women in Transport Summit, 7,500,000 rand. Water and sanitation, vote 36, there's a budget there for furniture and office equipment, 3,815,000. Arts and culture, vote number 37, operational subsidy for the Model Regeneration Movement, 1.5 million. And then finally, under vote number 38, human settlements, refurbishment of ministers' offices, 245,000. Giving us a total surplus of 183,922,000, which we have proposed as an adjustment, which is our proposal to amend the adjustments appropriation bill. And in closing, I would then like to hand the document over, sir, that this be recorded as part of our minority report. Sir, thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you.
Who do I hand this to, sir?
Thank you, sir. We know the views of the minority. And then we proceed with our discussion. Honorable Muta.
Do I hand this to you, sir? Mr. Secretariat, let's put this part of the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think the minutes, it will reflect that the minority, in terms of Rule 104, presented a view, a minority view on the appropriation law. That's not a problem. But I think, let me just say, Chair, that on the side of the majority party, we did get a comprehensive report from the Department of Higher Education, and they indicated that in the current or the next financial year, they will be able to fund the shortfall. But we note the reflections and the proposals that the minority party is making, and as the majority party, we are fine with the current appropriation.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mutara. Honorable Mutara, you are saying that the committee may not present a minority report, but must reflect minority views in the committee.
No, Chair. I'm saying the report minutes will not stipulate each and every aspect of
what I'm saying.
It must not reflect the detail of the minority report. It must just reflect that there was a minority report or a minority view in terms of 102.4, but it's not going to be
calculated
as they are presenting.
Thanks.
That's what the rule says.
Honorable Shah.
Oh,
Honorable Shah. I was covered by your clarification. I just want to say, when a bad things, we listen to the nice music.
Thank you very much, Honorable Shah.
Honorable Shah. President, the procedure in house will be that we will be voting according to the schedule. Yeah. And then there will be time to make declarations. So I just want to bring that in.
Thank you, Honorable Shah. Well, Honorable Members, can we just complete the process of agreed with Bill number 28 of 2015 on Finance Bill 31 of 2015? Can I have a formal move? Honorable Dashuping, Honorable Ndara, second. Thanks. On Bill 32 of 2015, can I have a mover? Honorable Mzimande moves. Honorable Rajubing seconds. All the three bills have been approved. Honorable Isa.
I would like to put it on record, and let it be on record, that the Democratic Alliance has objected.
Thank you very much. We note the objection by the Democratic Alliance. The committee has approved the bills without amendments. Thank you very much. Honorable members, there is no other business other than to thank you for really having responded to these tight time frames to deal with the budget process. And thank you very much, honorable members. I think you'll remember the remarks made earlier by Honorable Chair DPA that we must go to our places after we have adopted adjustment budget. But it's still no, there's still business for the House next week. And thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.